Welcome to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Here's Alex Cook.
High school playoff basketball is live and on the air. A very good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us. We're coming to you from the Charger House here in Wittenberg, Bernerwood, where tonight your Tomahawk Hatchet boys basketball team, the number 12. In their sectional, will take on number 5 seed Wittenberg Burnhamwood. And right back in the broadcast booth with me is the man, the myth, the legend, Terry Tim. Welcome back, my friend.
It's great to be here, Alex.
Yeah, it is.
Tournament time again, this time the boys.
Yes, Alex. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and dive into our Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show here, Pike. This has been a bit of a rebuilding year for Tomahawk, obviously. You had a brand new coach, a lot of new players on this roster. The one thing you can say about this team, though, and listening to John Larson talk about it, is that they have gotten better throughout the course of the season.
Yeah. It's been a year of discovery, too. They started the year, and they had one main scorer, Brody Rigney, and then he was out with an illness for about two or three games, and we couldn't find ourselves, and all of a sudden some of the guys thought, hey, I can do this, and we had Mr. Sleeper and Mr. Ein come through and found out that they could put the ball in the hoop, too, and I think that's help to enhance the identity of this team. We're not just a lone gunman now. We've got several players who can score.
Definitely. And don't forget Malachi Scheffler as well, who's had a couple of good games as well. Yes. Now, their opponents tonight, the Wittenberg Burnhamwood Chargers. They are out of the Central Wisconsin East Conference. They are 12-12 on the season. They went 9-5 in conference play, so a very good conference overall. This is one of the better small school programs in the Northwoods here, Pike, and it's led by their star junior guard, Jet Rogowski.
Yeah, and Jet Rogowski, I believe he's the coach's son, and you don't name your son Jet if you have designs on him being an accountant.
Now,
I think he had athletics in his blood all through his life, and he's averaging 18 points a game.
Yes, he is.
Tomahawk better keep their eye on number one here and know where he is at all times, Alex.
Absolutely, I definitely agree. So, Pike, obviously it's a tall task for Tomahawk here tonight, but what do they need to do to pull off the upset as we take a look at your keys to the game?
Yeah, Tomahawk number one, and it's been their key the whole season is ball security, ball security, ball security. Take care of the rock. Don't create turnovers. Have good passes. Don't take low percentage shots. Don't force your shots. Again, as I say often, the other team can't score if you got the ball. Treat each possession as if it was precious.
Yeah.
Second thing we got to do is rebound well on both ends. Don't allow them to get second chance opportunities. When you get an offensive rebound, you're usually in the paint and you put it right back up for a high percentage shot. So we got to rebound well at both ends. And like I said before, we got to find out where Mr. Jet Rogowski is, number one, and get a hand in his face at all times. He's a 6'1" junior guard, and he's going to be a pill for us to swallow here tonight. To tell you the truth, Wittenberg Burnhamwood through the decades has been a burr in our saddle.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had some tough games against them. We have trouble beating them, whether it's football or basketball. We see them at non-conference games and oftentimes in tournaments, and here we are again.
Yes, absolutely. And again, Wittenberg Burnhamwood, they're looking to get back above 500. The winner of tonight's game, by the way, will travel to Waupaca on Friday for the regional semifinal showdown. What about Wittenberg Burnhamwood? What do they need to do to get the victory tonight, Pike?
Well, they've got to start fast. This is their home court. They got to put the in the Hatchet's mind that, here we go again. Here comes another loss. So they got to stay in the moment. They can't be looking past us to the game next that's coming up on their tournament schedule.
Yes.
And that's a temptation for them because they've got Tomahawk coming in here with only 2 wins, none in the conference. So hopefully they're looking past us. So they got to start fast, stay in the moment, and pressure defense. If they get a hand in the face and create some turnovers, that leads to high percentage offensive opportunities. Defense creating offense, as you will.
Yeah, and again, that's one thing that Tomahawks opponents have done against them throughout the course of the season here, Pike. Now, Pike, obviously we have officials tonight. You were an official as well at one point, or still are to this very day. A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching friends and family compete in high school sports. As a WIAA licensed official, you can make significant income while giving back to the games that meant so much to so many. High school sports continue to bring life-enriching experiences for today's student-athletes. Officiating provides the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, and assist in providing students with the many benefits proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Please go online at WIAAWI.org and access the officials tab to get started today. A message from WJJQ and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. We're going to go ahead and take our first break here, Pike. When we come back, we'll listen to what John Larson has to say on tonight's matchup. This is the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. That's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cash back checking. Or, if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 6% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchets card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchets pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you, currently joined by Hatchet Boys Basketball Coach John Larson. John, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go ahead and get right into this here. This is the first time we've been able to talk since the beginning of the month when you lost to Tri-County. Take me through what the final couple weeks of the season has been like for your team.
Well, I truly believe, Alex, that we've gotten better in phases, different phases of our game. It seems like we pick and choose, not on purpose, but, you know, we've shot the ball well in games, and then the next game we'll barely hit the rim. We've rebounded better in games, and then the next game we don't rebound at all. The one thing that has continued to plague us a little more than we would like is turnovers. And when you're playing a strong schedule against quality competition, to give a team 30 or more possessions offensively as a result of turnovers makes it tough on your team to be successful. So I truly believe our guys have gotten better overall as a basketball team. We play well in spurts. We can play well for anywhere from 0 to 8 minutes, and then the wheels come off. We can play well for 3 minutes, and then we go in a drought for six, and then we play well for a period of time. So very inconsistent in our level of play, which is needed to win basketball games. So, you know, my challenge for the guys again tonight, after this week of practice, or the last couple days, Friday and yesterday, is just go out there and do the little things. The little things are going to make the difference. You guys have shown you can play good basketball at times. We just need to do it for 36 minutes.
Looking at this particular opponent tonight, you open up postseason play here in Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. This is a very good team that's out of the Central Wisconsin East Conference. They are 12-12 on the season, number 5 seed in the sectional. What does your team need to do to pull off the upset tonight?
Well, two things. I think we need to, number one, shoot the ball well. When we have opportunities and we get good shots, which we have, we need to put the ball in the basket. And like I said before, the other big factor is take care of the ball. Don't turn it over. Be very patient on offense. Space the floor. Have good vision. And work for good shots. And I think if we can do those two things and then hold Wittenberg to just one field goal attempt per trip down the floor, we will put ourselves in position to be there at the end and give ourselves an opportunity to hopefully win the basketball game.
You know, you look at this season that you've had. This is the first time we've been able to talk since senior night. What are you going to remember the most of the two seniors here, Easton Sleeper and Ethan Ein?
Well, first of all, I'm very proud of those two seniors for no other reason than the fact that they have stuck with the basketball program. And their grade, their senior class, there was never a lot of basketball players. So for them to stick with this sport and keep working to be the best basketball players and the best young men that they can, my hat's off to them. They've done a great job. I appreciate everything that they've given to this program. I said that at senior night last week on Thursday. They're great kids, and I wish them, too, nothing but the best of luck as they move on after they graduate from high school.
John, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, just appreciate you and Pike being here, and hopefully we can be competitive and come out of here with a big win.
Definitely. Again, Tomahawk against Wittenberg-Burnhamwood tonight. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. John Larson, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics pregame show right after this on WJJQ.
Evan, Amanda, and the staff at Tomahawk Builders Supply are proud to be one of our radio sponsors of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Tomahawk Builders Supply is your complete building center, from planning and design service to top quality building supplies for the do-it-yourselfer or contractor, including Anderson Windows, ThermaTrue Doors, Mannington Floor Covering, Dura Supreme Cabinets, and Benjamin Moore Paints and Stains. Tomahawk Builders Supply is open Monday through Saturday and located at 120 North Railway Street, just a block off Wisconsin Avenue in Tomahawk.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. market. Give me a call, Keith Hansey, for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
It's the Get Something for Nothing sale going on right now at your local Trig store. Get a pound of fresh strawberries in the produce department. You get another pound free. Essential Everyday Butter, buy 1 pound, get a pound free. Breyers Ice Cream in the 48-ounce container is buy one, get one free also. In the meat department at Trig's, bone-in country-style spare ribs are buy one, get one free. And buy one Trig Smokehouse bone-in ham steak, get some free eggs. And there's lots more examples in store at the Get Something for Nothing sale at your local Trig store today.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2 for 1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Let me offer you my 2 cents about this bunch right here. This was no easy task.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Tara Tim here with you from Wittenberg Burnham Wood High School, where tonight we're getting set for our regional quarterfinal showdown as Tomahawk goes toe-to-toe with Wittenberg Burnham Wood. The winner of tonight's game will take a trip up to Wapaka for the regional semifinal showdown coming up on Friday. Pike, you have any final thoughts before we get this thing tipped off here?
Yeah, I like to look at common opponents, and there's only 2 that both of these teams have played, Antigo and Rhinelander. Wittenberg Burnhamwood beat Antigo by 4. We lost Antigo by 50 and 29. As far as Rhinelander, they lost to Rhinelander by 8 points, and Tomahawk lost to them in both games, 1 by 43 and 1 by 37. So hopefully that's not a predictor of things to come here tonight, because once the ball goes up tournament time, it's a whole different ballgame, Alex.
Well, yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And again, the big thing also, Pike, the one thing that I've noticed, and I'll go ahead and just put this little droplet of information in everyone. We were talking about this on the drive down. My sophomore year of high school, my alma mater, Delavan Darien High School Boys Basketball, we won just 4 games during the season. We went into the regional final that year. We went into Union Grove, which was a conference opponent, and beat them by 13. Then we went to Elkhorn and beat them on the road. And then we went to the number 1 seed in that regional, who was Waterford, and we lost to them by 4. So we've seen crazier stuff happen here. The big thing for the Tomahawk boys, though, is can they go ahead and get over the hump? They got a tall task tonight against Wittenberg Burnham Wood.
They certainly do, and I'm looking at our officiating crew. They're all strangers to me. And it should be noted that the WIAA assigns the tournament officials on all the tournament games. It's not the athletic directors. So this is a crew that could come from the Appleton area, could come from Eau Claire, who knows?
Yep, let's hope so. That's going to wrap up the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on WJJQ. When we come back, opening tip from Wittenberg Burnham Wood. This is Tomahawk Boys Playoff Basketball on WJJQ.
Hi, this is Jimmy Charles. We are the proud owners of the Cracker Barrel BP. We are happy to support Hatchet Sports. Open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Sunday and offering gasoline, food, clothing, drinks, minerals, you name it. Also, still your Heifer Junction Post Office. Cracker Barrel BP is honored to support their customers and the Hatchet athletes. Cracker Barrel BP, north of Tomahawk on County Road L, proud sponsors of the Hatchet Sports. Go get them, Hatchets.
United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student-athletes who are dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. USW 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage here on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill employees team.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us. And follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
And welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Playoff Boys Basketball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, where tonight your Tomahawk Hatchets, the number 12 seed in the sectional, will be taking on the number 5 seed Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Chargers. Again, the winner of tonight's game will take on number 4 seed Waupaca in Waupaca on Friday night. Let's now quickly go over tonight's starting lineups. First off, for the Chargers of Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, at guard, a 6-foot junior, number 1, Jet Rogowski. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 2, Casey Keelman. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number 3, Jaden Clark. At forward, a 6'3 sophomore, number 10, Oliver Fraza. And rounding out the starting lineup, a 6-foot sophomore guard, number 13, Xander Barkey. The Chargers are coached by Garrett Rogowski and assisted by Eric Stegerwald and Trevor Groshek. Now the starting lineup for your Tomahawk Hatchets. A 6'1 senior, number 0, Easton Sleeper. At forward, a 6'1 senior, number 1, Ethan Ein. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number 2, Malachi Scheffler. And at guard, a 6-foot junior, number 21, Brody Rigney. And rounding out the starting lineup tonight for Tomahawk, a 6-foot junior, number 40, Tyler Sundquist. The Hatchets are coached by John Larson and assisted by John List and Levi Spaeth. Well, Pike again, Tomahawk looking to get themselves a victory here at Wittenberg-Burnhamwood tonight. And it is a very, very tall task as the lights go out here in Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Oh, boy, we're going to get a little bit of a light show here, Pike.
For their introductions, it's like the old Chicago Bulls used to do, started the trend in the 1990s.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you look at this Tomahawk team, the one thing that they have talked about, and you heard John Larson talk about it, was that how much this team has improved throughout the course of the season. And the big thing is going to be who is going to step up and be that top scorer for them here tonight.
Yeah, and they've got to have all well-rounded scoring here. It just can't be Mr. Rigney tonight. We got to have Mr. Rigney, Mr. Sleeper, Mr. Ryan coming through and scoring maybe career games, all of them.
Yes.
And we got to I'd like to see the score at half to be single digits and our turnovers at half to be in single digits, and then we can be in this ball game, Alex.
Yeah, and again, the big thing also with Wittenberg-Burnham, what we mentioned, Jet Rogowski, Oliver Fraser, big 6'3 sophomore forward for Wittenberg-Burnham. What Tomahawk's going to have to put a body on him.
Yeah, they go 6'3, 6'2, and then 3 6-footers. So they're not huge, but they're tall and long and lanky.
Yes.
And it looks like they've been in the weight room too.
Yes,
Alex.
They have. Yes, they have. Tomahawk will go from right to left, and Wittenberg-Burnham will go from left to right. Good to have you along here on this WIAA regional quarterfinal playoff game here on WJJQ. As we get set for Tomahawk to take on Wittenberg-Burnham Wood here tonight. Tipping off for Wittenberg-Burnham Wood will be Oliver Fraser, and tipping off for Tomahawk will be Tyler Sundquist.
And Mr. Fraser is a big-looking sophomore at 6'3", and he's solid.
Yes, he is. Ball's in the air. Wittenberg-Burnham Wood wins the tip, and now here come the Chargers with Jet Rogowski. Rogowski will go to the right. He's guarded by Brody Rigney, Tomahawk's leading scorer. Rogowski drives inside on Rigney, stops, kicks it back out. Fraser fakes the three, now swings it over left side. Now over into the corner, Xander Barkey. Barkey back top of the key to Rogowski. Rogowski swings it to Clark, right wing. Clark fakes, drives, now kicks it back over to Keelman. Going inside, Fraser backing in on sleeper. He goes up. Layup is good, and a foul. Oliver Fraser gets the first two of the night, and he'll go to the line for one more. Sleeper picks up his first.
And if I was the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood coach, I'd call that play over and over again. It was just they went four out, one down, and their big sophomore center got a baseline move, and he took it up through traffic and scored and got to the free throw line.
Yep, and Fraser converts a three-point play. Now here comes Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Looks like they run a bit of a trap defense here. And again, here comes a half-court trap, and a traveling violation called on Malachi Scheffler goes back to the Chargers.
Okay, they've obviously been watching the tape on Huddle to see what Tomahawk's weakness is, and they're going to be pressure defense all night long, so Tomahawk's got to be prepared for that and limit our turnovers.
Here's Rogowski over to Clark. Now high post Keelman. He'll lob it inside to Fraser. Fraser fakes, turn around, his layup, no good that time. Rebound tip, loose on the floor. Ein could not scoop it up. Fraser does for Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Fraser will drive inside. Picks up his dribble, bounce it inside to a cutting Rogowski, who goes up and lays it in. 5-0 start for Wittenberg-Burnham Wood, 16:57 to go first half.
And it's just a diamond press, three-quarter press.
Yep. Scheffler tries to get that over to Sundquist, knocked away. And now here comes Rogowski driving down the lane. His layup is good. And just like that, 7-0 start for the Chargers here, a minute 17 in. And now here comes Scheffler looking to go to work. Now gets it over to Sleeper. Now to Rigney. Rigney has it taken away by Xander Barkey, and he'll go up and lay it in. 9-0 start for Wittenberg-Burnham Wood, and John Larson quickly calls timeout to talk it over, and it's going to be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this from Hometown Chiropractic.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
Let me offer you my 2 cents about this bunch right here.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Playoff Basketball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from Wittenberg-Burnham Wood. And the Chargers off to a 9-0 start here, Pike. And really, it's their diamond press that has caused Tomahawk trouble here early.
Yeah, it's his own half-court press there, three-quarter court press. And they're trapping with a double team at every instance. And Tomahawk's got to pass with more authority and move with more authority. We're going at three-quarter speed, and we got to beat this press with quick passing. You don't dribble through a press, a zone press. You beat it with passing.
Yep.
And usually up the middle, like
then,
that.
There you go. Sundquist to Scheffler, bounces it, knocked away from behind, but a foul called on Fraser, and Tomahawk will have it on the near side here.
And you always look to see how the refs are going to call a game when a team is pressing. Do they let the little ticky-tack fouls go, or do they, to the detriment of the offense, do they not call those physical fouls?
Now
so we'll see how it goes.
Yep, here's Rigney swinging it to Ethan Ein in the corner. And now, again, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood looks like they're going into a zone trap. Pass goes through the legs of Scheffler, and Rigney comes up with it. Rigney will drive inside, and is fouled, driving in by Jaden Clark. First team foul of the half on Wittenberg-Burnhamwood.
Wood. Okay, so they're that was a little ticky-tack, so that's good to see. But pressure defense.
Nice pass inside. Scheffler to Sleeper, and a foul is called right away again on Wittenberg-Burnham Wood. This time they're going to get Xander Parkey, and that is his first and the second team foul of the half already in Wittenberg-Burnham Wood. Still 9-0 Chargers. 16:09 to go here first half. Scheffler gets it into Sundquist. Back into the corner, Scheffler uses the Rigney screen. Ball's tipped back to Rigney. Now Sundquist. He fakes, hands off. Rigney fakes the three, left side, stops, swings it back, top of the key. Scheffler, he's guarded tightly by Xander Barkey. Barkey now over to Sundquist. Sundquist over to Rigney. Rigney fakes, looks to operate. He'll go to the left. He'll spin, fall away. His jumper short off the front of the rim. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Rogowski.
And the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Chargers are in nothing but a man-to-man, intense, in-your-face press.
Yep. And now here is Oliver Frieza. He'll swing it over Rogowski. He'll try three from the corner. And that one in and out. Rebound tipped. Fought for and grabbed off the bounce by Brody Rigney. And now here comes Tomahawk back the other way.
Man to man again. Chargers.
Yep. Rigney now swings it over to Ethan I. He'll go to the left. Back to Rigney. Top of the key. He'll find someone. Looks. Swings it to the right side to Tyler Sundquist. Sundquist. Picks up his dribble, swings it back, Scheffler. Scheffler drive, kick, Rigney three, left wing. Yes! Brody Rigney gets the first points on the board for the Hatchets with the triple. 9-3, 15 minutes to go in the first half.
And that was basically our first shot, and it hit on the bottom of the well,
yep,
Alex. So that's a good sign for the Hatchets.
Here comes Rogowski for Wittenberg-Burnham Wood. He'll go to the right, swing it back, Frieza, the left wing. Back now to Rogowski, standing at the top of the key, guarded by Sleeper. Bounces it inside to Frieza, one-on-one with Rigney. Gets it back, Rogowski, he fakes. Now swings it back into the corner, Kielman for three. Short, offensive rebound, Rogowski leaves it back for Kielman, and he'll go up and lay it in. 11-3, Wittenberg-Burnham Wood, 14:32 to go. And again, the Chargers are going into that diamond press once again. Bounce pass from Scheffler to Rigney. Rigney has to get it across the big court line, and he does to Scheffler. Scheffler now surrounded. Bounce pass over to Sundquist. Swings it to Rigney. He bounces it to Sleeper. Low block. Back to Sundquist. Free throw line jumper. Good. That's a way to break a diamond press, Pike. 11-5.
Hardly a dribble there. Pass, 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 and Hatchets passed with authority. They did not allow a soft pass that could be stolen, so that's a good sign again for the Hatchets.
Yep, definitely. Here is Jent Rogowski going to the left. He's going to blow by Sleeper, drive inside, his layup no good. Rebound grab by Rigney. Tomahawk can go on and run if they hurry. Here comes Sleeper, takes it to the right wing. Fakes pass one way, now looks to operate, swings it to Sundquist, top of the key. Hand off to Rigney, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Tomahawk. And they are going to get Easton Sleeper. And now he's talking with the officials, trying to figure out what's going on. And that is Sleeper's second. And Wittenberg-Burnham Wood will make their first substitution. Junior guard Hayden Miller in for the first time. He will replace Jaden Clark.
That's pretty gutsy, the Tomahawk player there to come up to the official as he's reporting to the bench the foul there. But the official took time and listened to what the Hatchet had to say and then moved along.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and hear it out, if you will. Now here is Casey Kielman looking, driving, swings it back. Rogowski standing at the low block, gets it back. Frieza, he thinks about a three, decides not to take it. Ball knocked out of bounds by Sleeper. It will remain with Wittenberg-Burnham Wood. And the Chargers will make another substitution. Another Frieza will come in. Marshall, the 6-foot senior forward, and he will replace Casey Kielman.
So we got the twin towers of Frazes down low, the senior and the sophomore, and the sophomore much larger than the senior.
Yep, driving inside is Marshall Frieza. He goes up, no shot. They're going to call a traveling violation on Wittenberg-Burnham Wood. It goes back to Tomahawk. Huh. What do you know about that?
Yeah, that looked like a two-dribble drive, put up a jump shot. I don't know where the...
Oh, Rigney loses the ball on the inbound pass, and it's laid in by Rogowski to make it 13-5. You can't have those turnovers.
That was a late Christmas present for Mr. Rogowski. Ball rolled to him right at the free throw line. Two dribbles for a layup.
And now here comes Scheffler across the midcourt line. Bounced it back to Sundquist. He travels again. It goes back to Wittenberg-Burnham Wood. And the Chargers will bring in another sub, Keegan Schmidt. He will replace... Looks like he'll replace...
Frieza?
Yeah, Frieza. Looks like...
The sophomore Frieza.
Yeah, the sophomore Frieza. Thank you very much. I had a hard time finding him. Keegan Schmidt's also a 6'3 senior, so this Wittenberg-Burnham Wood team is very, very tall. Now here's Miller right wing, lobbing it inside to Schmidt. He's surrounded by two Hatchets. Swings it back out to Rogowski. He fakes on Rigney. Now drives with the left hand, tries to pass. Knocked away by Ein and scooped up by Easton Sleeper. Good defense there from the senior Ethan Ein.
And Wittenberg-Burnham Wood... high intense pressure defense, and they go deep. They have to keep fresh legs out there.
Here's Rigney swinging it back to Scheffler, left wing. Back to Rigney on the right wing. He'll swing it into the corner to Ein. Inside, Sleeper. Sleeper looking. Gets it back. Sundqvist, and Sleeper travels. It goes back to Wittenberg Burnham Wood once again.
Ref's got that travel whistle going here tonight, Alex.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Here comes Jet Rogowski taking it across the midcourt line and is going to hand it off to Xander Barkey. Now swings it back over to Hayden Miller. Gets it inside to a cunning Barkey who goes up and lays it in. 15-5. Wittenberg Burnham with 12-10 to go in this first half. Scheffler to Rigney. Gets it across the midcourt line to Ethan Ein. Now swings it back. Rigney catches. He pulls for three. Got it. Brody Rigney with his second triple of the night. 15-8. 11:54 to go here first half.
He's 2 for 2 from the three-point line there. Great sign for the Hatchets.
Exactly. Now here comes Jet Rogowski. And now Tomahawk will be making their first substitutions next. Dead balls. Rogowski for three. Oh, man. Step back triple for Jet Rogowski. 18-8.
Just a high screen at the three-point line, top of the key, and he took it and put it up and canned the three.
And now nearly another turnover as Sundqvist takes it across the midcourt line. He drives inside on Marshall Fraser, swings it back to Sleeper, standing in the corner. Sleeper looks to operate. Pass deflected, and it's scooped up by Xander Barkey. He's going to drive right by Scheffler, go up, can't score. Rebound Rogowski. He takes it back to the three-point line, looks to operate, and he's going to stop. Swing it back out to Hayden Miller. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound grab by Brody Rigney. 11:03 to go here first half. Rigney gets it up into the corner to Ein. He's surrounded by two Chargers, and that pass goes off the rim. He was trying to hit Sleeper with that pass, but it was just a little bit too far off the rim, and now here comes Wittenberg Burnham Wood with Hayden Miller. Miller swings it over to Barkey. He'll go to the right, looking, stops, swings it back over to Keegan Schmidt. Schmidt over to Fraser. Now swings it back over to Rogowski. Rogowski goes to the right. Now is going to stop at the wing. He's going to pull it from way downtown and hit it. Well, hang on a second. Jet Rogowski. Yes, they're going to count the three, and there's a sub. Ian Salveson will come in for the first time for Wittenberg Burnham Wood, and Tomahawk will bring in Dominic Booz and Riley Massa for the first time. But Jet Rogowski, his play is on full display tonight here, Pike.
Yeah, he's basically their whole team offensively. He averages 18. Their next highest scorer averages 6.
Yep, here comes Dominic Booz across the midcourt line. Cross-court Rigney. He fakes. He'll try another three. Short that time. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Keegan Schmidt for Wittenberg Burnham Wood. And now here come the Chargers. And again, it's Jet Rogowski across the midcourt line. He'll swing it into the corner to Miller. Lobs it inside to Schmidt. Swings it back out top of the key to Marshall Fraser. Back three from Miller. No good. Rebound grabbed by Wittenberg Burnham Wood. Rogowski back out left wing and now directing traffic. Rogowski looks to operate, guarded by Rigney. He drives, looks, stops, swings it back out to Keegan Schmidt. Schmidt finds an open Hayden Miller cutting to the basket, and he lays it in. 23-8, 9:45 to go first half. Dominic Booz, and that pass goes over to Rigney. A little bit of an errand pass. Rigney catches, though. He'll take it across the midcourt line, and a foul's going to be called on Hayden Miller of the Chargers, and Tomahawk will have it on the far side.
That's a good sign for Tomahawk when they call the body fouls on that high-pressure defense way above the three-point line, far, far away from the basket. So slowly, Wittenberg Burnham, that's their fourth foul. They're creeping possibly into foul trouble, except they go so deep, Alex.
Yeah, exactly. Another sub coming in. Hudson Miller, the junior guard, is in for Wittenberg Burnham Wood. He replaces Rogowski. Here is Massa over on the wing, Rigney. Rigney looks to operate. Bounce pass to Booz. Booz stops, pulls up 15-footer. No good off the side of the rim. Rebound grab by Hudson Miller. Here comes Hudson across the midcourt line for the Chargers. He stops at the three-point line. Swings at top of the key. Schmidt fakes the three. Drives inside. Goes up. Layup good. And now Tomahawk trailing 25-8. 9:04 to go. Here comes Brody Rigney. Rigney, cross court to Dominic Booz. Booz fakes to Massa, lobs inside to Sleeper. Sleeper fakes, looks, gets it into the corner. Ein, he'll try a three. That one no good. Rebound tipped by Massa, and it goes right to Hudson Miller. And now here comes Miller across the midcourt line for Wittenberg Burnhamwood. He'll look and swing it over to Schmidt, high post. Schmidt fakes the jumper, guarded by Sleeper on the left side. Hand off to Ian Salveson. He'll fake, lob it inside to Schmidt. Fakes, turns around. Schmidt bulldozing in the paint. He travels. He goes back to Tomahawk. And the Chargers with another sub. Boone Scherer will come in for Wittenberg Burnhamwood. So again, the Chargers go 11 deep here, Pike.
Yeah, that's fresh legs, and that's not a good sign for us because we're not a deep team.
Yep, exactly. So Tomahawk will call a timeout. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it here for now. Again, Tomahawk trailing Wittenberg Burnhamwood 25-8 here, Pike, with 8:33 to go in the first half. And right now, it's that diamond press and turning that defense into offense that seems to be working for Wittenberg Burnhamwood. They're on a 14-4 run.
Yeah, and they probably had twice as many shots at goal as we have had.
Yes.
Because their defense has been picking off some low-hanging fruit there, as Tomahawk's been a little lackadaisical in their passing and their offensive sets here.
Yes. Yes, they have. So now Tomahawk, they're going to get the ball here. What does Tomahawk need to do to try and get back into this game?
Number one, you got to pass quickly and beat that diamond press at three-quarter court. 1-2-1-1 press and beat it up the middle with passing.
So now play resumes. Inbound goes into Dominic Booz. Back over to Massa. Up to Rigney. Rigney back to Massa. Massa across the midcourt line. Tries to pass. That's intercepted, though, by Keegan Schmidt. Schmidt takes it across the midcourt line. Now swings the top of the key. Salveson, he drives inside. That pass goes off of Boone Scherer. He saves it. Goes into the corner to Miller. Hayden drives. Shot blocked by Riley Massa and scooped up by Ethan Ahn. That's good defense there from the undersized junior, Riley Massa.
Yeah, he got up on that one.
And now Dominic Booz picks up his dribble before half court and gets it over to Rigney. Rigney, oh, gets the defender down, Salveson, and Rigney couldn't hit the three. Massa with an offensive rebound. Bounce pass back out to Rigney. He'll swing it to the right, but Dominic Booz into the corner now, Ethan Ein. Ein now surrounded by two Chargers. That pass deflected out of bounds by Schmidt. It will remain with Tomahawk.
Yeah, Brody Rigney had a chance for a top 10 there on ESPN.
Yeah.
Because he crossed that guy up, made him tumble to the earth. Wide open three, but he just couldn't knock it down.
Yep, inbound thrown into Booz by Massa. Booz picks up his dribble, now looks to operate, has to get rid of it, goes back Massa. He'll go to the left, goes behind the back, picks up his dribble, swings it back Rigney. Tomahawk will just go in and reset. And now Wittenberg Burnwood's going to be bringing in most of their starters back as Ein, no good on the three, rebound grabbed by Miller. Here comes Hayden Miller for Wittenberg Burnhamwood, knocked away from behind, and Rigney comes up with a steal, could not handle it, and it goes right back to Keegan Schmidt. Now over to Salveson. He hands it off to Hayden Miller. Miller goes to the right, swings it to Schmidt, fakes pass, gets it over to Hudson Miller, top of the key. He'll drive, fakes at the top of the, at the low block, swings it back to Hayden Miller. Hudson Miller will go to the left now. He picks up his dribble, now swings it back out to Salveson, into the wing, Miller for three, Hayden's shot no good, offensive rebound, back up no good, foul called on Tomahawk, Dominic Booz, and Ian Salveson will go to the line for two, 6:56 to go here, first half.
And that's the first free throws of the game for either team here, so that's unusual this deep into the first quarter.
Yeah, the first half, you mean.
First half, pardon me. Yes.
Yeah, it's all right. Understandable.
Some of us dinosaurs played in the era where they played quarters.
Salveson misses the first free throw. Wittenberg Burnhamwood will be bringing back in four of their five starters. Back in is Rogowski, Clark, Keelman, and Oliver Fraser.
Just like a line change here.
Yeah,
Alex,
exactly.
What you're going to be calling come set, what is it, Thursday morning at 9
exactly.
O'clock.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly a line change. Clark will actually go in for the shooter, Salveson, as Salveson splits the free throws. Rigney will take it across the big court line, and he'll swing it over Dominic Booz right side. Into the corner, Massa. He fakes, tries to drive on Fraser, and has it knocked away, scooped up by Xander Barkey. Barkey across the big court line, goes behind the back, over to Rogowski on the wing. He fakes inside to Keelman, and he's fouled by Riley Massa. And it will be Wittenberg Burnwood's ball underneath the Tomahawk basket.
Yeah, Riley came across the lane and tried to jump the pass, but got the body of the Wittenberg Burnhamwood Charger. Ball out of bounds for the Chargers underneath their own basket.
And now Jaden Clark will come in for Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Malachi Scheffler comes back in for Riley Massa, who picks up his first. 14 fouls from each team so far here in this first half. Inbound thrown into Clark, left wing. He gets it back into the corner, Rogowski. Rogowski will drive along the baseline on Rigney. He goes up, layup no good. Rebound Ethan Ein. Good closeout by the senior. Here comes Malachi Scheffler now for Tomahawk. And again, Ein, one of two seniors on this Tomahawk team, him and Easton Sleeper. As Dominic Booz drives inside, picks up his dribble, tries to pass to Scheffler, but it goes right through his legs. Clark up ahead to Rogowski. He is going to go up and lay it in. Jet Rogowski with another bucket. He's got 15, 27-8, 6:08 to go here first half.
Yeah, the six-foot junior is quick, I'm telling you that, Alex.
Yep. Scheffler to Booz. Back to Scheffler it goes. Scheffler gets across the big court line, and a foul's going to be called on the Chargers. I believe they're going to get Rogowski with this one. They will.
That's his second, maybe?
And that's the fifth. Well, that's the fifth team foul of the half. It is his second, Pike. So, Wittenberg-Burnwood with one foul left to give before Tomahawk will be shooting the rest of the way.
And they must have faith in Mr. Rogowski because they're leaving him in the game. He's their star, and he's got two fouls here in the first half.
And Rigney's pass is knocked away by Jaden Clark, and he comes up with a steal. And Dominic Booz fouls Clark as he was trying to defend. So Wittenberg-Burnwood will have it side out. And Tomahawk will make a couple of substitutions. In will be Tyler Sundquist. And Colton Sessler comes in for the first time for Tomahawk. They'll replace Ethan Ein and Dominic Booz.
Yeah, that was kind of a frustration foul on the part of the Hatchets because we were in the backcourt. He's 60 feet away from the basket, and you're committing a foul.
Yep, Booz picks up his second, 15 foul of the half on Tomahawk. 5:42 to go here, first half. Wittenberg-Burnwood leading Tomahawk 27-8. Here is Xander Barkey, left wing, gets back top of the key. Rogowski, another three. That one's short. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Easton Sleeper, boxing out Oliver Fraser underneath. Tomahawk with 8 points, six of them coming from Brody Rigney. Sessler tries to bounce pass to Scheffler. He fakes. Now goes to the left. Gets it over to Sessler. Sessler goes to the right. Handoff to Rigney. Rigney looks to operate. He'll take it back top of the key. Fakes pass one way. Looks. Swings it over to Malachi Scheffler. Scheffler to Sessler. Sessler fakes. Goes to the right. Bounce pass back to Scheffler. He is guarded by Rogowski. Swings at Sundquist now. Back at the green line. 5 minutes to go here, first half. Sundquist fakes, looks, will take a few dribbles, dribbled it off his foot, and it is scooped up by Oliver Fraser, defended by Barkey trying to drive inside. Here comes Clark, over to Keelman along the baseline. Gets it back, Clark, fakes the three, decides not to take it. Clark will drive over on Sessler, goes behind his back, swings it back to Rogowski, now over to Oliver Fraser. Back to Rogowski. He looks, tries to find someone. Wants to operate, now gets it back over to Barkey. Back to Rogowski. He fakes, looks, swings it back. Oliver Fraser tries to get inside to Keelman, swings it. Clark, left wing for three, in and out. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Sessler for Tomahawk.
Good defense set by Tomahawk.
Yep, there you go. Here comes Rigney going to the right. Now back to the top of the key. And again, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood's defense has been suffocating so far in this one. Sessler into the corner to Scheffler. Over to Sundquist. Back out to Rigney for three. Got it! Shooter's bounce for Brody Rigney. And it's 27-11. He's got nine.
And he's shooting 75% from the three-point range. Not a bad percentage for a shooter.
Not bad at all. 3:50 to go. Here comes Rogowski driving on Rigney. He stops, goes up. His layup is good. 29-11. Wittenberg-Burnwood leads. 3:42 to go here, first half. And Sessler will take it across the midcourt line. Picks up his dribble. Swings it to Scheffler, left wing. Guarded by Rogowski. Bounce pass. Sundquist back to Scheffler in the corner. Scheffler drives, floater blocked. Out of bounds by Oliver Fraser.
Woo. That was rejected on that floater.
Yes. Woo. Scheffler will inbound over on the near side here. He'll lob it into Sundquist. He looks, and he travels. That'll go back to Wittenberg-Burnwood, and Marshall Fraser will come back in for the Chargers. He will replace Casey Keelman. 3:27 to go here, first half. Wittenberg-Burnwood over Tomahawk, 29-11. Here comes Jet Rogowski across the midcourt line. And he'll look and swing it over to Fraser. Now back over to Marshall Fraser. Back Rogowski, straight on three, got it. Jet Rogowski with another three, 32-11. And Jet Rogowski is showing why he is the best player on this Charger team here in this first half.
Yeah, and Tomahawk's got to go offensively. If they're going to leave Rogowski in with two fouls, you got to go at him and see if he can pick up that third foul. So your offense should be centered around who's Rogowski guarding, and let's let him go man-on-man, see if we can pick up that third.
Well, you know what? Rogowski just subbed out, so he'll go ahead and take a seat. Back in for Wittenberg-Burnwood is Hayden Miller, Keegan Schmidt as well. Here comes Tomahawk trailing by 21. High post Sundquist back to Sessler. Right-handed floater. That one rolls in for Colton Sessler. His first two of the night. 32-13, 2:50 to go here first half.
You know, Sessler's coming on as the year has gone on.
Yeah, he has.
His offense is starting to gel.
Well, that three no good. Offensive rebound, Schmidt. He goes back up and scores. 34-13 now. Sundquist gets it into Rigney. Rigney will go to the left, swings it over to Sundquist, looking, gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler will drive inside, get it over to Sessler. He goes up, his floater, good again. Back-to-back buckets for Colton Sessler, the 5'8 sophomore, and it's now 34-15. Here comes Jaden Clark for Wittenberg Burnhamwood. He'll go to the left, swing it over to Miller. Top of the key, guarded by Sundquist. Now he'll swing it to Barkey. Barkey goes to the left, now crosses over, hands it back off to Hayden Miller in the corner. Back to Schmidt, trying to get it over to Miller, and Sundquist comes up with a steal. 2 minutes to go here, and Sundquist with a bad pass save. It goes off of Sundquist's knee and off the clock in the gym. It goes back to Wittenberg Burnhamwood with 1:57 to go, and Boone Scherer will come back in for the Chargers with 1:57 left.
That was a heads-up play by Xander Barkey. He was falling out of bounds, and he decided to throw the ball off the legs of the Tomahawk Hatchet defender. Wittenberg Burnham went ball out of bounds.
Here is Barkey in the corner off the inbound from Clark. He swings it into the corner. Miller. Miller will go to the right, swing it back. Clark top of the key. Now back over to Scherer. Scherer looks to operate open underneath Marshall Fraze, and his layup is good. The lead's now 21 for Wittenberg Burnhamwood, 36-15. Sessler to Scheffler, over to Rigney, back to Scheffler. Scheffler gets it across the midcourt line to Rigney, and that pass, I believe, was it deflected? No, it was not. That goes back to Wittenberg Burnhamwood, a minute and a half to go, and Hudson Miller will come back in for the Chargers.
Hard to understand that pass from Mr. Rigney
because that would have
he was in the front court and he was thrown into a defender in the back court.
I was going to say, that looked like it was going to be an over and back violation from the way that pass was.
If it would have been a good pass, it would have been a violation.
Yes, it would have.
But as it was, it's a violation for throwing it out of bounds.
Yep, here's Barkey now right wing and gets it over to Marshall Fraser. Back to Barkey and his three, no good. Rebound grab by Ethan Ein, and he is fouled by Boone Scherer with a minute 20 to go, and that was Wittenberg Burnhamwood's last foul to give, so Tomahawk will shoot the bonus for the final minute 20 here, trailing 36-15.
Tomahawk's not been able to attack the basket. Their positional defense by the Wittenberg Burnhamwood Chargers has been excellent. It's
denying
any dribble drive penetration that we've tried.
Here comes Sessler going across the midcourt line. He'll pick up his dribble, have to swing it. Does to Rigney. Rigney will go to the left. He jump stops, tries to go up. His layup, no good. They're going to call a foul, though, on the floor. So Rigney will go to the line for the bonus regardless. And they are going to get Xander Barkey with that. And again, Rigney will shoot the bonus. That is Barkey's first.
Just as we speak of not being able to do dribble drive penetration, a nice jump stop by Mr. Rigney in the lane, but they clipped him and he fell down as he's scooping up the layup. They called it on the ground anyways for the bonus one-on-one instead of the two shots shooting foul.
And Rigney's front end is rattled around and dropped. He's got 10 now for Tomahawk, making it 36-16.
Nice soft shot by him.
Yep, and he will be back with the team next year, so that's definitely a very bright spot that Tomahawk can build around.
Yes, it is. Mr. Sessler coming on is really nice, too.
Yes, it is. Rigney goes 2-for-2. 36-17, 105 to go here in this first half. Keep fouling Brody Rigney. He'll go to the line. He knocked down 78% of his free throws this year. That pass inside to Boone Scherer is good. And now 38-17, Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Under a minute to go now, first half. Here comes Malachi Scheffler across the midcourt line. He'll look to operate. Goes to the left, hand off to Brody Rigney. Uses a Sessler screen over on the wing. Sundquist fakes pass, looks, now swings it back to Sessler. Swings it to Scheffler, left wing. Scheffler back to Sundquist, left wing. Sundquist fakes pass one way, drives inside on Scherer, kicks it back to Sessler. 30 seconds left, and Tomahawk will go ahead and let this clock wind down. They're okay with letting it wind down. Rigney swings it to Scheffler. He swings it into the corner. Sundquist, bounce pass back to Sessler. Sessler goes to the right, tries to lob it inside.
Beautiful
does to
pass.
Rigney, and knocked away, and a jump ball. Jump ball, possession arrow will favor Tomahawk with 17.2 to go as Rigney got tied up underneath with Xander Barkey. It almost looked like a steal from here, Pike.
Yes, it was great defense, but what a pass by Colton Sessler.
Yes.
Mr. Rigney broke down the lane and he lobbed it over the defender who was trailing Rigney right into Rigney's hands.
Scheffler,
but the weak side was right there.
5 second violation called on Malachi Scheffler. He couldn't get it into Sundquist in time, and it goes back to Wittenberg Burnhamwood, and the Chargers are going to get a shot here to end this first half, and a timeout's called by Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Let's see if it's a full or a 30.
They're going to set up a play here to, in the last 16.9 seconds. The coach, coaching opportunity for him, his first time out, and he's going to use it to set up a play.
Yep, we'll go ahead and take a break as well. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this from Woodland Lakes Realty.
Terrified of the current housing market? Never fear, Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk is here to help guide you through the process. With over 40 years of experience, Ed and Chris Roche have the expert advice. Whether looking to buy or considering selling, give Woodland Lakes Realty a call at 224-3800 or visit their website at woodlandlakesrealty.com. Don't make buying a home more stressful than needed. Call Woodland Lakes Realty today.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet WIAA Regional Playoff Basketball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from Wittenberg-Burnwood as the Chargers currently lead the Hatchets 38-17 in Pike. Wittenberg-Burnwood is showing why they're one of the better teams in the Central Wisconsin Eastern Conference so far this year.
Yeah, they finished second place in that conference to Bondiwell. And if they win here tonight, they go to Waupaca, is that right?
That is correct. They would go to Waupaca on Friday night.
And they have yet to play Waupaca this year, which is strange to me because they're kind of neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. 10 seconds to go now in this first half. Here is Xander Barkey. Barkey goes to the right. Now high post, Marshall Fraza. He turns around. His layup is good. That makes it 40-17. Inbound goes into Scheffler with two. Scheffler heaves it up at the buzzer. No, that's the end of the first half. And after one half, a dominating performance from Wittenberg-Burnwood. After one half of play, it is Chargers 40, Hatchets 17. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with the Hatchet Halftime Report right after this here on WJJQ.
Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet Athletics. Riley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Riley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at RileyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
At Rylander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. This is what Mark had to say. I worked with Debbie for the purchase of our new vehicle. Wonderful experience. Highly recommend Rylander Toyota. Everyone we spoke to was so kind. Debbie took the time to explain everything about our vehicle and answered all the questions we had. We will definitely go back for our next vehicle. Come experience the Rylander Toyota difference.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals, 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's right along North 4th Street.
And welcome, everyone, to the Hatchet Halftime Report here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from Wittenberg-Burnwood as the Chargers currently lead Tomahawk at the half 40-17. And Pike, Wittenberg-Burnwood has showed why they are one of the better teams in that Central Wisconsin Eastern Conference here with a dominating performance.
Yes, that was dominating, more so defensively than offensively, although they were scoring at will.
Yes.
Putting up 40 points and a half is nothing to sneeze at. But I was really impressed by their denial defense, their ability to create turnovers and turn that into offense. It was fun to watch from a purely basketball purist point of view.
Yeah, and again, Jet Rogowski has also showed why he's one of the better players in that conference as well with 19 first-half points.
Yeah, he averages 18. He's got that beat in the first half here.
Well, why don't we go over the rest of the stats from that first half here, Pike?
As long as we're talking scoring for Whitburn, let's cover Rogowski with 19. Second leading scorer is the senior Marshall Fraser with 6. Then with 4 points, we've got Xander Barkey, 3 points, Oliver Fraser. A bunch of people with 2. We've got Casey Kielman with 2. Keegan Schmidt with two, and Hayden Miller with two. They ran 11 players in and out. They had fresh legs that whole first half, and that's how you can keep your press very effective and your intense defense when you got fresh legs.
Yes.
As far as scoring for Tomahawk, it's been the Brody Rigney show. He was 3-for-4 from the three-point line, and then two free throws for 11 points. With 4 points, a nice showing by the sophomore, Colton Sesslar, coming in off the bench, and Tyler Sundquist with two. 17 in the first half for the Hatchets. Team statistics, rebounds, not that bad. Tomahawk's got 9, no offensive rebounds. Wittenberg Burnhamwood's got 10 with 3 offensive rebounds. As far as turnovers, I said that Tomahawk would have to keep it in single digits.
Yeah.
They did not. They're up to 15 turnovers here in the first half. And Wittenberg Burnhamwood had 5. So that's a big part of the scoring and the story here in the first half is Tomahawk's lack of ball security.
So, Pike, as we look at this halftime report here, Tomahawk, they're down by 23. What do they need to do to get themselves back into this game?
Number one point is take care of the ball. Our defense, I didn't think, was that bad.
No.
They hit some decent outside shots, but
yes,
we buckled down there after that first flurry where they went out 9-0 in the first minute and a half. We started to settle down a little bit. We rebounded well with them, so we just got to take care of the ball and get into our offensive sets and take your time in that offensive set. We've had a lot of passes stolen. We had one dribble drive, and Colton Sesslar had a nice floater there too,
yeah.
So only 2 times have we gotten into the painted area, and they've both been productive with Brody getting to the free throw line and Colton nailing down that floater. So we've got to be more patient on our offensive sets, find the good open player, do the dribble drive when it's there, and see if we can at least get some shots off in the paint or get to that foul line. We were only to the foul line for 2 shots. We're rebounding well. I said we had to do that to start the game. But their offense is really good. This Jeff Rogowski, he can shoot from downtown.
And yes, he can.
He had some Kate and Clark length shots out there.
Very well put together. Just a quick reminder, next broadcast of Hatchet Sports, you mentioned it earlier, Pike, the Tomahawk Hatchet hockey team is playing in their first state semifinal in school history Thursday morning at Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. Tomahawk will be taking on defending state champion and number one overall seed New Richmond on Thursday morning. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 8:15. Opening faceoff at 9 o'clock, and Keith Hansey will be in the broadcast booth with me.
Keith does a great job, whether it's hockey or it's football or he's filling in for basketball.
Yeah.
So you two are going to have – enjoy the ride, Alex, is what you got to do. Enjoy that ride. It comes along so far once every 33 years. So enjoy it.
Now are you saying enjoy the ride down or enjoy the ride of the season?
The whole experience.
There you go.
Back a memento.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
I'll see if I can do that. That's going to wrap up the Hatchet Halftime Report here on WJJQ. Very quickly, before we go to break and wrap it up, speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Wittenberg Burnhamwood over Tomahawk 40-17. Second half from the Charger Den is next.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, salutes the extra dedication and effort of the Hatchet student-athletes, the managers, and the coaches. They make the commitment to represent our school and community through the extracurricular activities they do. They do their best each and every day. Our Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union thanks all the listeners for your support of the Tomahawk School District, and good luck, Hatchets.
You change thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you do anything for your kids, that's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student-athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on!
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Playoff Boys Basketball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Charger Den in Wittenberg-Burnwood, where Tomahawk trails the Chargers 40-17 here in this WIAA regional quarterfinal. Again, the winner here tonight will travel to Waupaca on Friday for the regional semifinal in Pike. You talked about it during the halftime report. Tomahawk's got to start doing a better job of taking care of the ball.
Yeah, in honor of our boys going down Thursday for that hockey game, we got to get it over the red line here via passing. And once we get it into the offensive zone, we got to keep the puck on our stick a little bit longer until we find that opening shot that we can let fly. So we got to stop the turnovers, keep rebounding well, and play better defense. And we're right in this, Alex.
Yes, exactly. The teams will switch sides, so Wittenberg-Burnwood will go from right to left, and Tomahawk will go from left to right. And the Chargers will get the ball here to start the second half. And again, Jet Rogowski with 19 points so far in one half of play. Now, if Wittenberg-Burnwood is able to pull Evil away even further, how long do you keep Rogowski out there? Because you want to be sure that he's fresh and ready to go for Friday.
Yes, you do. He's already got his point total, so you got to be conscious of not getting any of your key players injured here. But they go so deep. Jet Rogowski is obviously number one by far on this team. Everybody else is dispensable, I think.
Yep, second half begins with Wittenberg-Burnwood having possession. Kielman handoff back to Rogowski. Lob to the rim for Kielman, and he lays it in. A little bit of alley-oop finish there for Wittenberg-Burnwood, 42-17 now.
Great coaching, too. Out-of-bounds play from half court to start the second half. A wide-open alley-oop for two.
Yep, here
nice
comes
Nice job
Rigney.
By Coach Rogowski.
Yes, exactly. Here's Rigney, top of the key, fakes, looks to operate. Swings it over Scheffler, right wing. Scheffler looks to operate, goes to the left, guarded by Clark. Now swings it to Sundquist. Sundquist, bounce pass inside to Sleeper. Bounces at Scheffler. That one deflects off of Kielman and out of play. It'll be Tomahawk ball over here on the near side.
Okay, Tomahawk's got to take care of their passing there.
Yes.
Only solid passes. Don't look for the great pass.
Yep.
Just make a good pass.
Yep, here's Sundquist. Bounce back to Scheffler. Swings it back, top of the key to Rigney. Rigney guarded by Rogowski. Goes behind the back. Now fakes pass one way. Gets it back to Scheffler. Sundquist, top of the key, decides not to take the deep shot. Swings it back. Scheffler open look for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound grabbed by Easton Sleeper off the bounce. And that one goes off of Sundquist, and a foul is going to be called on Tyler as he reaches in on Xander Barkey. That's the first team foul of the half on Tomahawk, and it goes on the junior forward for Tomahawk.
Yeah, and you see that at all levels of basketball. Once there's a turnover, there's a frustration move to try to get the ball back immediately, and you create the foul, and two wrongs don't make a right.
Yep. Yeah, but three rights make a left. Now here's Jet Rogowski. Rogowski now Kielman inside to Frazza. Frazza backing in on Sleeper. Fakes, goes up, fall away jumper short. Rebound grab by Easton Sleeper. Here comes Malachi Scheffler now for Tomahawk as the Hatchets trail 42-17, 16 and a half to go here in this one. Bounce pass high post to Sundquist. Gets it back, Sleeper. He fakes, looks, gets it back. Rigney fakes the three. Bounce pass to Sleeper. Nice pass over to Ethan Ein, who lays it in. 42-19. Ethan Ein with his first two of the night. And it looks like that Wittenberg-Burnwood was in a zone on that
they
possession
were.
Here, Pike.
A little coaching change to try to maybe work on some things for the next game. But Tomahawk did an effective job at making some on-the-move changes, and they had good offense.
Yeah, and speaking of effective, Rogowski continues his great scoring night. He's now got 21 for Wittenberg-Burnwood. It's now 44-19. Gets it over to Sleeper. Now over to Scheffler, and a blocking foul going to be called on Jaden Clark. That's the first team foul of the half on the Chargers, and Clark picks up his second.
No anxiety on that set to beat the press. Tomahawk just did some effective passing.
Yep. Here is Brody Rigney, guarded by Bregowski. High post, knocked away from behind, and Barkey comes up with it, driving down the lane. Eagles up. That one looked to be tipped by Rigney from behind, and Sundquist tips the rebound off the bounce to Scheffler. His bounce pass is taken away by Barkey, and a foul is going to be called on Tomahawk once again, and the Chargers will have it underneath the Tomahawk basket, and they're getting Sundquist again. That's his second already.
Again, with the turnover and then the frustration foul, creates the out-of-bounds play for Wittenberg-Burnhamwood.
Yep, and now inbound will be thrown in. Alley-oop to Frieza. That shot no good. Rebound out-of-bounds. They're going to say last touch by Sleeper. It remains with Wittenberg-Burnhamwood.
Nice out-of-bounds play for the alley-oop right at the front of the rim. Just couldn't complete it.
Yep. Inbound will be thrown in by Jaden Clark with 15:42 to go here in this one. Clark looks to get it in, does to Oliver Frieza. Hand off Rogowski, guarded by Rigney. Rogowski drives to the left, tries a step back, not there. Swings it back, Frieza. He'll try a deep two. That one no good. Rebound tip by Keelman and bounces right in front of him. Loose ball scooped up by Barkey for Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. He drives, goes up, layup good, and a foul. Xander Barkey will go to the line for one more. Malachi Scheffler picks up the foul and is his first in the 13th foul of the half already on Tomahawk.
That was just a great hustle play by the Chargers there. That rebound hit the floor. The hustling team got the rebound and put themselves at the line for the old three-point play.
Yep, Barkey knocks down the free throw. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood's free throw percentage, by the way, through the season was good at about 70%. It's exactly what you want.
Yes.
Pass goes over to Sundquist. Tries to get in the corner. Deflected out of bounds by Frieza. It will remain with Tomahawk. 15:14 to go here in this one. It's Wittenberg-Burnhamwood 47, Tomahawk 19.
Let's see if they're out of that zone, though.
Yep, now here's the pass to Scheffler. Goes up his right-hand floater too strong. Rebound grab by Jaden Clark. Here comes the Chargers looking to run. Swings it up to Barkey. He crosses over, swings it to Clark. He'll try a three. No good off back iron. Clark grabs his own miss. Guarded by Sundquist. Drives inside, spins. Knocked away, and Scheffler comes up with a steal. And now Scheffler, who looks to go one on three, will go ahead and settle down. Gets it back to Sundquist. Sundquist fakes pass one way. Now finds Rigney. Right wing for three. No. Rebound fought for. Grab by Clark. And now Clark gets it up ahead to Barkey. He goes up, his layup good, and a foul on Rigney. And Barkey will once again go back to the line for one more.
Yeah, Mr. Rigney had a block from behind on a couple possessions ago, and he tried the same move this time from behind, but caught too much of the wrist. The layup went in and puts the Charger at the line for the old-fashioned three.
And Riley Massa will come back in for Tomahawk. He'll replace Tyler Sundquist, and Dominic Booz comes in for Malachi Scheffler. So now it's Xander Barkey back at the free throw line for another three-point play opportunity, and he knocks it down. 50-19, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. That pass knocked out of bounds by Rogowski. It goes back to Tomahawk. And the Chargers have started off this second half on a 10-2 run. They have not taken their foot off the gas here in this one.
No, they have not. Tomahawk's got to be patient breaking this press.
Rigney to Massa. Gets it up to Booz. Booz fakes. Now blobs it inside Ein. Gets it back to Sleeper. Right-hand floater short. Rebound Booz. Fakes. Tries to go up. Gets it to Sleeper. His shot no good. Foul called on the floor. So Tomahawk will have the ball underneath the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood basket. Foul is called on Casey Keelman for the Chargers. That is his first second team foul of the half on Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, and the Chargers will bring back in Hayden Miller, Marshall Frieza, and Keegan Schmidt. They'll replace Casey Keelman, Jaden Clark, and Oliver Frieza.
Fresh legs in.
Yep, that's exactly what you want. That's how deep Wittenberg-Burnhamwood goes. Inbound thrown in by Booz. It's tipped by Barkey. Booz is able to come away with it, but he was out of bounds. It goes back to Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Another turnover for the Hatchets.
Lackadaisical passing. That time, the player defending the gentleman taking it out of bounds blocked it. It came right down to him, and Tomahawk stole it away from him, but they were standing out of bounds when we stole it.
Yep, here's Rogowski now guarded by Rigney, left wing. Rogowski drives inside, goes up, his layup good again. Jet Rogowski now with 23 for the Chargers, 52-19.
We just don't have anybody that can match the quickness and speed of Mr. Rogowski.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to do that. Massa bounce pass, Rigney for three, and no shot. They're going to call a timeout. Tomahawk calls a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout from Coach Larson, so we'll go ahead and keep it here for now. 14 minutes to go here in this game. Tomahawk trailing 52-19. And, Pike, the one thing that you can look for Tomahawk for this team next season here is the fact that you are going to have everybody but two players back which will definitely bode well for the team going forward.
Yes, it will, and I've been really impressed with Mr. Sesslar this last part of the year here. He's coming on offensively here,
yes,
and
he's
going to be an important cog in this machine here come next year. And there's two JVs that we brought up to sit on the bench here tonight, maybe see the floor a little bit. Logan Norman and Jeremiah Johnson, who I refereed a lot of JV games, and those two boys are hustlers, and they are sky pilots. They can get up and get after that ball. So there's some help on the way here.
Yes, Norman is a very good rebounder. Johnson is a very good shooter. Just got to get a little more consistent. Here is Rigney as we resume play. He will take it across the midcourt line, swings it over to Massa. Massa drives with the right hand, stops, cross court, sleeper, fakes, tries to go up, kicks it back, Rigney left wing. Rigney tries to drive, lost it, and it's scooped up by Marshall Frazza. Frazza, he loses possession of the ball. Dominic Booz dives on the floor for it, and a traveling violation called on Booz. It goes back to Wittenberg-Burnham Wood.
Job by Mr. Boos. If the ball's on the floor, you get on the floor.
Exactly.
If the ball find a hustling player. It happens all the time. If you hustle, that ball will find you.
Inbound will be thrown in by Hayden Miller. Now lobs it inside to Schmidt. He's surrounded by two hatchets. Swings it back out to the corner to Hayden Miller. Gets it back inside Schmidt. Over to Marshall Frazza. He fakes, looks, tries to get inside, does. And the layup is good from Boone Scherer, who just came back in. And now with it at 35, running clock is starting to get very close here for this game. Here comes Massa going to the right. Now crosses over, swings it to Rigney, top of the key, guarded by Hudson Miller. And now Rigney will swing it over to Booz, right wing. Booz looks to operate, gets it back to Massa. Massa looks, gets it over to Ein. Ein with a couple of dribbles, fakes, hands it back off to Massa. He'll try a three from the corner. That one no good. Rebound grab by Marshall Frazza for the Chargers. Frazza will take it across the midcourt line for Wittenberg-Burnwood. Gets it over to Hudson Miller. Miller will go to the left. He'll stop. He'll pull up for three. Short rebound fought for and still fighting for it is Frazza, who comes away with it. Almost had it knocked away. Gets it back to Schmidt. He fakes the three. Drives on sleeper. Finds Frazza open underneath and he lays it in. Boy, what a second half here for the Chargers. It's a 16-2 run and a bad pass from Riley Massa goes out of bounds and it goes back to Wittenberg-Burnwood, and that right now sums up Tomahawks night.
Yeah, they're a little frustrated. They're starting to hang their head. They're grabbing their shorts. They got to collect their wits here and get back in this game.
56-19, 12:31 to go here in this one. Inbound thrown in by Miller, gets it over to Hudson Miller. Hudson will go to the right, hand off to Marshall Frazza. Marshall drives with the left hand, stops, kick out. Hayden Miller, top of the key, guarded by Ein. Hayden looks to operate, hand off to Hudson Miller. Miller tries to find someone, tries to lob it inside to Schmidt. Too high of a pass, and coming away with it is Riley Massa. He'll get it over to Dominic Booz. Tomahawk now looking to go out and move. Booz gets it over to Rigney on the left side. Rigney crosses over, gets it back Massa top of the key. Massa looks, bounce pass over to Booz. Booz guarded by Frazza. He'll go to the left. Booz drives with the left hand, goes up. His shot, no good. Wanted to get a foul call, doesn't get it. And the rebound is grabbed by Boone Scherer for the Chargers.
Yeah, there was a lot of physical contact on that drive. The ref must have thought principle of verticality and didn't call a foul.
Yep, into the corner now, Hudson Miller. He'll go to the left, gets it inside to Schmidt. He backs in, looks, tries to find someone, goes through the legs of Miller and scooped up by Easton Sleeper. Now here comes Tomahawk with Dominic Booz. Booz takes it across the midcourt line, picks up his dribble, swings it to Massa, over to Rigney in the corner. Rigney fakes pass inside, goes to the right, uses the Booz screen, over on the wing Massa. He fakes, drives, bounce pass inside, sleeper low block, tries to pass to Booz. He's able to get it, saves it, goes to Ein for three, short rebound grab by Frazza. Here comes Frazza across the midcourt line. Swings it back over to Scherer. Scherer goes up and under, goes up. His layup, no. Rebound, Schmidt. Back up, no good. Schmidt fighting for the rebound. Loose back out to the three-point line where Booz tries to fight for it. And instead, Hudson Miller comes up with it, and Booz commits a loose ball foul, his third, and the 15th foul of the half on Tomahawk. 10:55 to go here in this one.
That's a hustle foul there. The coach doesn't mind those when you're hustling to try and get that loose ball. A 50-50 ball was out there. We hustled to try and dive and get it, but physical contact created the foul.
Hayden Miller comes in. Yep, Hayden Miller comes in for the first time. Hayden Miller inbounds to Hudson Miller. He gets it over to Frazza, guarded by Massa. Lobs it inside to Schmidt. Schmidt has it knocked away. Booz comes up with the steal. Here comes Booz going with Frazza. Bounce pass to Massa. His layup blocked, but a foul on Frazza. And Riley Massa will go to the line for two.
Nice two-on-one break there with who was at that? That was Riley on the shot.
Yeah.
Who got the steal on that?
That was
one?
Dominic Boos.
Dominic Boos, the same one that's been diving on the floor. He got that turnover and knew what to do with it. Went down the court, drew the defender to him, dumped it off to Riley, who went up but got fouled on that. Goes to the free throw line for hopefully two.
Yep, and Massa knocks down the first. Colton Sessler comes in for Dominic Boos. So Boos will get a well-earned rest after that. 10:42 to go here. Tomahawk has now cracked 20. Second one is good. Riley Massa goes 2 for 2, 56-21. 10:41 to go here in this one. Here comes Whitten Byrne with Hayden Miller. Swings it over to Scherer. Swings it back out to Miller. Hands it back to Hudson Miller. Hudson goes to the left. Crosses over. Guarded by Sessler. Hudson hands it off to Scherer. He drives. Kick. Schmidt. Top of the key. Three. No good. Off the side of the rim. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Frieza. Gets it inside to a cunning Schmidt. He goes up. Layup. Good. And a foul on Easton Sleeper. And Schmidt will go to the line for one more. Sleeper picks up number three. And that's the 16th foul of the half on Tomahawk, so Wittenberg Burnhamwood will be shooting for the final 10-18 of this one.
And they got that offensive rebound out of pure hustle, and that created the chance for three-point play.
And Schmidt holds down the rebound, and we're going to have a violation on Tomahawk's Riley Massa as he went in a little bit too early to the paint. So Schmidt's going to get another free throw out of this.
Substitute throw here.
Yep.
That one never happened, that miss.
No, it did not. Schmidt's free throw is good. Inbound be thrown in by Sleeper. 38-point deficit here for Tomahawk. 59-21, 10:13 to go. Sessler going to the right. Now swings it back around to Massa left wing. He'll try a three and knocks it down. Riley Massa from downtown. His first made shot from the field makes it 59-24, 10 minutes to go.
And he zeroed in at the free throw line there. Got his confidence up by making those two free throws. He had the wide open three. With confidence, he put it up and made it.
And Schmidt travels. It'll go back to Tomahawk as Malachi Scheffler comes back in. And Wittenberg Burnhamwood will bring in all of their starters. So Jet Rogowski, Casey Keelman, Xander Barkey, Jaden Clark, and Oliver Frieza come in. And now Tomahawk will bring in Tyler Sundquist. And in for the first time, Cooper Hetzel will get some action in. Easton Sleeper will get a well-earned rest, as will Brody Rigney. So both those players will leave. And Malachi Scheffler also comes in for Ethan Ein as well. So Tomahawk now starting to empty their bench a little bit with Hetzel coming in. Here comes Sessler going to the right. Now hands it off to Scheffler. Gets it back top of the key to Sundquist. He fakes. Look. Swings at Massa left wing. Massa fakes. Tries to bounce pass. Goes right back to him. And he tries to find someone. Gets it over to Sessler left wing. Sessler drives. Swings at Sundquist. He fakes the three. Drives with his right hand. Fakes. Picks up his dribble, has to get rid of it. Bad pass goes right by Riley Massa. And was it deflected? It was not. So it will be over and back. Wittenberg Burnhamwood ball here in the near side. 9:24 to go.
Seventh turnover in the second half. Wittenberg Burnhamwood's got five. So that's part of the reason that all the starters came in for Wittenberg Burnhamwood, because they were starting to turn the ball over a little bit too much to Coach Rogowski's pleasure.
Yep, and a timeout is going to be called by Wittenberg Burnhamwood. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here as well. Again, next broadcast of Hatchet Sports is going to be on Thursday. Tomahawks hockey team will be playing in their first ever state semifinal against defending state champion and number one seed New Richmond Thursday morning. Keith Hansey's going to join me in the broadcast booth from the Capitol Ice Arena in Middleton on Thursday. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 8:15, and opening faceoff will be at 9 o'clock.
And the whole town is so proud of those boys on that team, and I couldn't be prouder of Coach Riley in his first year bringing those boys around and getting them down to state. What a bang up job by that entire coaching staff. Coach Riley, first year in football, did well. First year in hockey, going to state. Nice job, Dewey. Keep it rolling, buddy.
Yep, exactly. And don't forget, we also want to wish good luck to Austin Lamer as well. He's been nominated for Defenseman of the Year. It is the Piscola Award that he's been nominated for. That's for Best Division II Defenseman in the state of Wisconsin. And we're going to have a foul called here on the pass inside to Frieza as Cooper Hetzel picks up his first. And with that foul, Oliver Frieza is going to shoot the bonus.
The big man goes to the free throw line. Let's see what kind of touch he's got.
Well, let's see. Again, Hetzel picks up his first. Wittenberg Burnhamwood leading 59-24. Front end of the 1-on-1 is no good. Too strong, it looked like. Rebound grab by Tyler Sundquist. And now here comes Riley Massa. He'll bounce it to Sessler. And Tomahawk will see what they can undo here offensively. Sessler swings it to Scheffler right wing. Gets it inside Hetzel. Knocked away from behind. And it goes right to Scheffler.
Back out Sundquist, right wing. Lobs it inside to Hetzel. Hetzel fakes, and he travels. It goes back to Whitburn. 8:59 to go here in this one.
Yeah, a little unsure of what to do with the ball there in the post. Kind of got nervous feet there.
Yep. Here comes Whitburn with Jet Rogowski going to the right. He's just going to pull up for three and hit it. Wow, Jet Rogowski from downtown, another big three. It's 62-24, 8:43 to go here in this one.
This is 4-3 by Mr. Rogowski.
Wow. Sessler gets it back to Scheffler. Now lobs it back Sessler. He'll drive in right side. Nice pass over to Massa. He fakes, goes up, shot blocked by Frieza, and it's scooped up by Kielman off the rebound. Here comes Rogowski across the midcourt line. Rogowski picks up his dribble, and he'll swing it over to Frieza, top of the key. Frieza back, Rogowski another three. Oh, my. Boy, Jet Rogowski on fire. He's got his fifth three-pointer of the night, and he's got 29 for Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. And that one knocked out of bounds by Barkey. It goes back to Tomahawk. And 8:09 to go here. Running clock about to become in effect here.
And Mr. Rogowski's got a nice little set shot from deep three-point range. That's a ceiling scraper.
Yeah, it was. Now running clock is officially in effect with Tomahawk trailing by 41. So it will keep on going here until the end of this one. Inbound thrown into Sundquist. That one goes off out of bounds off of Scheffler. It remains with Wittenberg-Burnhamwood coming back the other way. So Tomahawk with the loss here will drop to 2-23 to wrap up their season. And again, a few things to look for. Hopefully for next year, the one thing you want to look for is the fact that Brody Rigney is going to be coming back, and most of this roster comes back better than ever. As Rogowski drives, no shot. They're going to call a foul on the floor, but he'll still go to the line for the bonus as Riley Massa picks up the foul. That is his second and the 18th foul of the half on Tomahawk.
Wow, he's by you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he
is. All he can do is a Matador defense. Ole and watch him go.
Yes, ole indeed. Rogowski misses the first, so he is still 1 point away from breaking 30. Here comes Sundquist over to Sessler, and Sessler takes it across the midcourt line with 7:10 to go, and Sessler has it taken away by Rogowski. Rogowski's going to drive. He's going to go up and lay it in. He wanted to dunk it but didn't get enough height on it, and instead he's got 31, 67, 24, Tomahawk trailing.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, indeed. Here's Sessler. Gets it over to Sundquist. His free throw line jumper. That's good. Tyler Sundquist with the J. 67-26, 6:48 to go. And Easton Sleeper and Ethan Ein will check back into their final high school basketball game. Both of them will be going into the Union after high school. So they'll go right to work once they graduate. Here is Kielman. He'll try a three. That one's going to be short. Rebound grab by Tyler Sundquist. Here comes Colton Sessler across the midcourt line. Gets it over to Sundquist. Bounce pass back to Sessler. And a foul is going to be called on Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. And they're going to call it on the floor. So Tomahawk will have it underneath the Charger basket. Rogowski picks up the foul. That is his third. And Tomahawk will also be bringing in Quinton Sousa for the first time. The Chargers will bring back in Boone Shearer, Hayden Miller, and Hudson Miller. Hetzel and Sundquist will get a rest.
And Mr. Rogowski's going to the bench for the last time tonight.
Yep. And he leaves with a 31-point night. Here's Sleeper. He picks up his dribble, swings it to Scheffler. Back to Sleeper inside. Turn around, looks, goes up, right-hand floater. That one rattles in. So Easton Sleeper gets the bucket, 67-28. And Tomahawk will get set to bring in Nathan Rosenmeyer as well at the next dead ball. Clark into the corner for Hayden Miller. Miller looks to operate, will go to his left. Drives inside, goes up, his floater. That one bounced off the rim, no good. Tip rolls around, no good from Frieza. And instead, Sleeper tips it to Malachi Scheffler for the rebound. 5:27 to go here in this one. Sessler, long pass to Sousa, and his layup no good. Rebound grab by Scherer. And here comes Jaden Clark across the midcourt line. Clark looking to find someone. He bounces it to Frieza. He picks up his dribble, has to get rid of it. Does to Hudson Miller. He blows by Sleeper, goes up, shot no good, but a foul. And Hudson Miller will go to the line for two. It looks like they'll get Sousa with that one. That's the 19th foul of the half on Tomahawk. So Wittenberg-Burnhamwood will shoot the double bonus for the final 5 minutes of this one.
And the clock keeps ticking.
Yep, the clock keeps ticking indeed. So again, at the line is Hudson Miller. And again, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood has 67 so far on the scoreboard here. First free throw is no good. And again, Nathan Rosenmeyer will come in for the first time for Tomahawk, and also win is Marshall Frieza and Keegan Schmidt for Whitburn. Rosenmeyer will replace Malachi Scheffler. And Miller will go back to the line. He'll get his second free throw attempt here. 4:22 to go and counting here. Second free throw is off the back iron and drops in. You know, for perspective, Wittenberg-Burnerwood, their highest scoring game this season was 68 when they lost to Pacelli. They have that right now with 4 minutes to go. Rosenmeier fakes, gets it over to Sessler. He'll drive with the right hand, and that one is taken away. No, excuse me, their season high was 75, I'm sorry. That pass goes over to Scherer, and his layup is good. Wittenberg-Burnerwood hit 70. They had 75 in a win over Menominee Indian back on December 14th. We're at 70 now. Sessler picks up his dribble, swings it to Sleeper. Sleeper looks, hand off to Ein. He goes to the left, hand off to Sessler. Sessler crosses over, swings it over to Rosenmeier. Rosenmeier will go to the left, use the sleeper screen, pull up jumper. That one rolls off. Rebound grabbed by Hayden Miller. And now swinging it over to Keegan Schmidt. And again, this will probably be the unit that stays out here for Whitburn the rest of the way. Here's Hudson Miller back over to Schmidt. Excuse me, that's Hayden Miller. Hayden goes to the right, crosses over. Swings it over to Hudson. Now into the corner to Marshall Frazza. Frazza drives with the right hand, stops, pulls up his jumper. That one no good. Rebound Sousa for Tomahawk. And now here comes Colton Sessler for the Hatchets. Sessler fakes, gets it over Rosenmeier. He will swing it over to Sleeper. Into the corner, Ein. Ein will go to the left, pick up his dribble, swing it to Sleeper. Sleeper, cross court. Sessler in the corner. He will go to the right, looks, swings it to Sleeper, right side. Sleeper backs in, now swings it back. Sousa back out top of the key, picks up his dribble, has to get rid of it. Now is surrounded and hands it back off to Sessler. Sessler drives with the left hand, goes up. Nice Whoa. Drop step, and his layup is good. Nice finish from Colton Sessler. 70-30, 2.5 to go here.
Euro stepping his way down that lane and found himself right under the basket. Had to reach behind him to put it up.
And Hayden Miller responds with a three. That makes it 73-30. And now Wittenberg-Burnerwood is just 2 off from their season high. Into the corner, Zion. He'll try to respond, and he does with a three. Ethan Ein with a triple. 73-33, 2:10 to go here, first half in this one.
Nice shot by the lefty from the corner there.
Yep, here is Miller. He'll try and respond with a three. No good. Rebound Sleeper. And here is the handoff to Sessler. Under 2 to go here. Timeout is going to be called by John Larson. And it's going to be a timeout for subs. They're going to be bringing in a couple of
sophomores.
Yeah, a couple of sophomores from JV, where you are going to see Logan Norman and Jeremiah Johnson coming for the first time. And this is a chance to see what the future is like. Easton Sleeper and Ethan Ein will leave the court for the last time in a Hatchet uniform.
Hugs all the way around for the seniors.
Exactly. And again, both of them will be entering the union next year out of high school, so they'll go right to work once they graduate. So
hard workers, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Here's Sessler, swings it to Johnson. He fakes, will go to the left. Now swings at Sousa, left wing. Sousa fakes, looks, tries to use the Norman screen. Instead, hands it off to Sessler. Sessler looks to operate. Bounce pass Rosenmeier. Right hand floater too strong. Rebound grab by Hayden Miller. And Miller traveled. It will go back to Tomahawk with a minute and a half to go and counting here.
So let's see if we can get these sophomores here to get a nice shot, get their name in the scorebook.
Well, let's hope so. Jeremiah Johnson, it would be likely. He's been the best shooter on the JV team this year, so bright future ahead for him. Inbound thrown in, taken away by Scherer. Scherer driving down the lane, tries to get it to Frazza. He tries to save it, and it goes right to Logan Norman. That's one way to get in the stat book.
Here comes a steal.
Yep, here's Jeremiah Johnson. Rosenmeier, he'll try a three too short. Rebound grab by Keegan Schmidt. Minute to go here in this one. And now here comes Hayden Miller. Swings it over to Frazza. He'll try a three short. Rebound grab by Nathan Rosenmeier. Here comes Colton Sessler across the midcourt line. Long pass up to Sousa. His layup no good. Rebound Norman. Out to Johnson. Three-corner pocket. Too strong. Rebound fought for. Rosenmeier tries to save it. He was out of bounds. It goes back to Whitburn. And again, Whitburn just, again, 2 off from their season high of 75. They had that in a 75-44 win over Menominee Indian back on December 14th.
Let's see if they go to beat that or if they pull the ball out and let the clock tick away.
Let's see what Hayden Miller does here. He'll go to the left. He'll hand it off to Frazza. Frazza looks. He will spin on Johnson. Swing it back to Schmidt. He fakes the three. Drives inside. Goes up. Layup good. And a foul on Logan Norman with 14 seconds to go in counting. And Keegan Schmidt will go to the line for one more as we wrap things up here.
25. Okay.
So 75-33. So Schmidt will get one final free throw here. Try and add on to it.
No, stop the clock. You're supposed to stop the clock while the free throw is going.
Well, it looks like, well, Again, it was running clock, remember, because Wittenberg-Burnham was up 42. So Schmidt will go ahead and shoot this free throw. And this will officially end Tomahawk season. So again, Wittenberg-Burnham ties the season high with 75. And he misses it. So that is how it ends. That's the end of Tomahawk season. Final score here for Wittenberg-Burnham Wood. Whitburn 75, Tomahawk 33. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show right after this here on WJJQ.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182 and online, generationsfuneral.com.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student-athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
Hilgi's LP Gas has been putting their customers and Hatchet fans first for over 65 years. Hilgi's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilgi's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilgi's and, of course, dependable LP Gas delivery service. Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilgi's other convenient Northwoods locations.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mayer Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them Hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
And welcome, everyone, to the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you as Tomahawk falls to Wittenberg-Burnham Wood tonight by the final score of 75-233. And Pike, what was your biggest takeaway from tonight's game?
The defense of Wittenberg-Burnham Wood was really impressive here, and their defense created a lot of offense. Tomahawk just couldn't crack it and get into a coherent, patient offensive set. Too many turnovers, too many errant passes, too many defenders in their face. We didn't have any dribble drive penetrations to speak of, very few and far between. So we had to settle for a lot of low percentage shots. Yes, Brody Rigney got hot for a while, but he can't carry this team and keep up with the whereabouts of Mr. Rogowski at all, because they were too much, too often, too deep. And it just kept coming.
Yep, it just kept coming. Why don't we go over the statistics from tonight's game here, Pike?
Sure, let's cover the individual statistics. First scoring, Jet Rogowski ended up with 31 total points, 19 of them in the first half. Then second leading scorer with 10 was Xander Barkey. With 8 points was Marshall Fraza, one of the two Fraza boys. Then with 7 points was Keegan Schmidt. A couple players with 6 points, Hayden Miller and Boone Shear. And with 3 points, Oliver Fraza. 2 points. Casey Keelum and Jaden Clark and just about everybody on the roster got in, and just about everybody scored for the Chargers. For Tomahawk, Brody Rigney, the leading scorer, with 11 points, all of them in the first half. Second leading scorer was coming on strong here tonight, the sophomore off the bench, Colton Sesslar, with 6 points. With 5 points, Ethan Ein, the senior. Also with 5 points, Riley Massa with 2 free throws and a three. With 4 points, we had Tyler Sundquist, and 2 points from Easton Sleeper. And that's the individual scoring for both teams. The team statistics, rebounding-wise, Tomahawk had 8 in the second half, one of those offensive. We only had 1 offensive rebound all night, 17 total rebounds. Wittenberg Burnhamwood had that in the second half, 17. 7 of those in were offensive. They had 27 total rebounds, 10 of those offensive. So a lot of extra possessions for the Wittenberg Burnhamwood Chargers. Turnovers, Tomahawk 15 in the first half, 12 in the second half, 27 total, too many for the game. Wittenberg Burnhamwood had 7 in the second half for 12 total for the game. A very well-oiled machine, very deep.
Yes.
They went deep to keep the fresh legs out there. An excellent coaching job by Coach Rogowski.
Yes.
I thought Coach Larson did a good job himself, called a lot of pertinent timeouts at the appropriate time, and had to use some timeouts to give our players a little bit of a break too, because we're not as deep as Wittenberg Burnhamwood. X's and O's matter, but they had the Jimmies and Joes, and
yes, they did.
They were too deep for us.
Yes, they did. And again, the big thing to point out, though, also, we do want to point out 2 seniors have graduated. They played their last game here tonight. That's Easton Sleeper and Ethan. I both of them will be going into the union after they graduate. But the good thing again, Pike, is that everybody, outside of them, everybody's going to be back for Tomahawk last year. So this, if anything, gets really, really good varsity experience for this young Hatchet team, and hopefully it can translate them into wins next year.
And 3 of the players that played here tonight were sophomores. Colton Sesslar, as I've said a couple of times, really starting to impress me as he came on late in the year with his offense. He did some point guard work here at the end when Brody Rigney was out, handled
yes.
the ball well. Logan Norman's a beast on the boards when he gets going, and Jeremiah Johnson's a sleeper shooter here.
Yes.
So we got some hope on the horizon here, coming here for the Hatchets.
Let's hope that can translate into wins for the team next year. We'll go ahead and take one final break. We'll be back to wrap up the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio Proof post-game show right after this on WJJQ.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services, providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment, or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student-athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet sports and athletes. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwoods since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth,
enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Well, that music definitely sounds like vacation, if you will. We're back one final time here on the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Postgame Show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you as Tomahawk falls to Wittenberg-Burnhamwood tonight, 75-33 Pike. It's been a ride once again this season. I'm going to go in and have you get some final thoughts.
Yeah, well, there's help on the horizon. I'm really happy with the sophomores that I saw here tonight. Colton Sessler played a really good game, floor general, and he created some offense for us. As I said before, a beast on the boards is Logan Norman when he comes to the ranks next year, and we got a new scorer with Jeremiah Johnson coming up. Throw that in with the Riley Masses and the rest of the crew, and we got some hope coming on for next year.
Well, let's definitely hope so. Again, Tomahawk falls to Wittenberg-Burnhamwood tonight, 75-33. They graduate two seniors from their team, Easton Sleeper and Ethan Ein. Both of them will be going into the union next year. We want to wish them good luck in their future endeavors.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
It was a pleasure watching those two, and they gave a lot to this program through pretty dire years here, and they stuck with it, and they gave it their all, and I was very impressed with how they responded, and great team players, and I guess they're best of friends, too. So I, too, wish them the best of luck in their future.
Again, definitely. Once more, final score here tonight from Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, Whitburn 75, Tomahawk 33. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be on Thursday morning. Tomahawk Hockey will be playing in the state semifinal down at the Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. They're going to take on defending state champion and number one seed New Richmond.
Bring them on.
Bring them on. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show begins at 8:15. Puck drops at 9 o'clock. Keith Hansey will join me in the broadcast booth from Middleton on Thursday morning. We'd like to thank very much the Athletic Director, Chris Neer, for setting everything up for us here at Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. I'd like to thank very much John Larson for joining me on the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show. Pike, once again throughout the season, thank you very much for joining me throughout the course of the year for both the girls and the boys. It was a pleasure, my friend.
Well, yeah, I'd be at the stadium watching the game and talking to the guy next to me, so I might as well be talking to you, Alex.
Well, I've been told I'm a pretty good guy to talk to, I guess.
Yes, you are.
And most importantly, throughout this whole basketball season, thank you very much for tuning in. Once, final time, final score here, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood 75, Tomahawk 33. For everyone at WJJQ, this is Alex Cook signing off, and from the Charger Den in Wittenberg, everyone, good night.
You've been listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, SUNY Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ Tomahawk.